Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Are we still here? Am I on?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's just start all over again. Have to start from the top. No. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. And today, the 8th of March, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's there. Behind the glass wall.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like, buddy?
Yeah, so we're looking at a high of 50 today, a low of 35 tonight. There's rain throughout the rest of the week, even into next week. But
I heard it's going to be like 13 straight days.
Yeah, it's.
I heard that last night at dinner.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of rain. Starting tomorrow through Saturday, we have a flood watch, and then we have a wind advisory tomorrow through Friday. But, yeah, rain.
Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is locally owned, locally run. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other ways of helping their customers. They treat their customers like warm friends. They're good people and do a lot for our community. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And 13 more days. Of rain.
I'm not complaining.
You know, everybody, we need the rain. We need the rain. Okay. But why can't we have, like, 3 days of sunshine, 3 days of rain in the evenings, not during the day, during the evenings, and do that for, like, through April? Then we'd have plenty of rain, and we could walk outside. I'm starting to rust, and at my age, that's, you know, that could be dangerous. Okay. No comment there, huh? Okay, I got you. Hey, when you're 19, you think, you know, what do you mean? I'm 19 years old. I'm cool.
Right? I am cool.
You are. Okay, hey, I'm here with Cornerstone Bank, and not the whole bank, but I'm here with Nikki Rose. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Move in just a little bit. There you go.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And Cornerstone Bank, as you know, is our bank. And we just got our new chips, and they work wonderfully. Oh, well, mine do. So what's going on with Cornerstone?
You know, lots of exciting things this year. We are excited to share that we will be the presenting sponsor for the upcoming 80s Family Fun Color Run that benefits the Anderson Teen Center.
Okay.
And we just celebrated a 1 year in our Anderson branch location as well. So we're really excited about that.
Well, you know what? That was a big opening down there. And a lot of people were happy that you opened up down there because they like your bank and now it's closer. So and this is, you know, I say it all the time, but let's hear it from you and the bank that this is a locally owned, local board of directors type of institution.
It is. So we are the only locally owned, locally operated community bank in the North State. So we're excited about that. Our headquarters are in Red Bluff. Mm-hmm. And then we have the two branches in Reading, one in Hartnell, and then one in downtown Reading. And then, like I said, we just opened up the one in Anderson.
Okay. So it's obviously you're expanding from, you know, from where it started. And it's been 15. Well, is it getting close to 16?
It's actually over 16. Okay, we'll be celebrating our 17th birthday in October.
I was there for your 15th. It was quite the soiree outside, and a lot of your people that, you know, customers and were there. And you got to meet them. You got to meet the employees and all that. It was a good night, good deal. So we're also here with Gina Delgado. Good morning.
Good morning.
And who are you with?
So I'm with Pathways to Hope for Children. I'm the event coordinator for them. And so I am the one that is planning the 80s Color Run And we are so thankful to have Cornerstone Community Bank as our main sponsor. So we are planning this color run. It's going to be Saturday, March 18th. It is going to be at the Anderson River Park, Casey Grove. Adults are going to be $20. 6 to 17-year-olds will be $10. And thanks, a big thanks to First Five Shasta. Made all kids 0 to 5 for free.
Okay. First Five Shasta is another great organization. So tell us about Pathways to Hope.
Pathways to Hope for Children does... It is our Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council of Shasta County, and we do everything. We have a parent partner program. We run the Reading Teen Center that just opened up. Will be a year in April, actually. And then the Anderson Teen Center has been open for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's been since I've moved here. I've been hearing about that. What a great, you know, what's the Teen Center offer?
So the teen centers offer pretty much everything. We run different classes and activities throughout the month. It's a safe place for teens to come and get support from staff and just hang out with their peers. We offer snacks daily. We have our Hope Park program where we have 60-plus volunteers that will come in, and they will hang out with the teens to try and bridge that generational gap between older adults and teens.
In fact, you were just you were looking for. I think Mike was in here a couple weeks ago, and but he was talking about the looking for older people, seniors to work with these kids, and that plan has worked out real well.
Yes.
From what I understand.
Yes, it's going great. It's a really good opportunity for older adults to come in and work with the teens. We do high adventure activities to really build that bond and trust between the older adults and the teens.
What's high adventure?
High adventure is like white water river rafting, fishing, going out to the snow, the lake, kayaking, things like that. Now, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. You can watch and just, like, support the teens. But if you want to join, that's great, too.
Okay. That sounds like a great deal. Now, the stopping child abuse is huge. I mean, I have never been able to figure out why somebody would punch out the kid. And we just had a man arrested here in town for shaking his baby. I haven't seen the results of that, but he shook it till it became unconscious, I guess. I don't understand that. There's how that people can do that. I mean, our baby was, she was not perfect, but I can never imagine hurting her. But is that because, you know, and this is maybe outside your foyer, but maybe not. Is it because they've never been taught parenting skills, or they came from a house that they got smacked around?
So there could be a whole bunch of different reasons, but have you ever heard of adverse childhood experiences, also called ACEs? It is a group of 10 life experiences that happen from the time you're born to the time you're 18 years. And statistically, if you have 4 or more ACEs, you are more susceptible to mental illness and things like that, as well as drug use and unmitigated trauma. So unmitigated trauma can cause an adult sometimes to do that. But there's a whole bunch of different.
Yeah, there's other things in there. Somebody's got an anger problem. And but this goes across the child abuse goes across the spectrum, though. This isn't just people living single wides.
Yeah.
Are you finding that?
Yeah, it doesn't discriminate.
Right. Okay, I'm here with Gina Delgado from Pathways to Hope and Nikki Rose, of course, from the Cornerstone Community Bank. And, you know, you've been trying to bring the chips out on the cards for a couple of years now, but you got in that supply, what do they call that? The supply slowdown, and then they stopped building chips in South Korea for anything else, but I don't know. But now that I have it, I am a happy man because my strip, and I'll tell you, my strip was starting, or the stripe behind me was starting every so often. In some, it would work. Others, it was, you know, no moss. So Okay. I'm glad to see that happens. And I'm always glad to see when, every time I turn around, there's another sign with Cornerstone on it helping build our community. All right. Let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. You know, B&T Satellite is Redding's dish premier retailer, and he's local. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 530-241-DISH. That's 530-241-3474. When I say 241-DISH, you know, when people say that to me, then I have to look it up on my phone, right? And then so I sit there. But so it's 241-3474. He's got so many deals that you're going to just love it. He's been our guy, our retailer for, I don't know, 12 years, 13 years. Don't call the 800 number. Stay local. Better-known business, and he does absolutely fabulous work. We'll be right back.
Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The official meeting of the business to business meeting is called to order. Business to business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is about 7:20 on the 8th of March, approximately 38 degrees. Now, I'm looking out. I'm seeing the sunshine here, but I'm seeing clouds out there. But the clouds are like moving away, but we're still having rain today. Just stand by. It's going to happen. And as long as it's not snow, it's a chance of rain before 7, which happened, and a chance of rain after 4. But it's going to get chilly. So be prepared for that. Hey, today at 10 a.m. is the Fraud Prevention Fair at Mercy Oaks at 100 Mercy Oaks Drive right here in Reading. It's free. Don't become a victim of fraud in 2023. Join us on March 8th at Mercy Oaks in Reading to learn how to protect yourself from fraud and scams. The district attorney's fraud team is going to be there, valuable resources from state, local, and federal agencies, and learn how to better protect yourself from fraudulent business practices and scams. That goes from anything from phone calls you get from various people saying that they're from a government institution to a Nigerian prince promising you $4 million if you just put $1,000 in so he can ship it to you. Have you gotten one of those, Liam?
No.
You haven't?
No, I haven't. Oh. But I mean, you kind of know. You can kind of just tell when the phone number is calling you if it's going to be a scam.
Oh,
or not.
You know what gets me is they run it to a 530 number.
Yeah, and that one does get me too.
Yeah, that gets me. I pick it up. It'll be, you know, how's your car warranty? Yeah. So, and when I tell them I've got a 16-year-old truck and it's got 117,000 miles on it, hey, I'd love to get that covered by your warranty. And you know what they do? Then I hang up. Yeah. Okay. On the happy side, I'm here with Nikki Rose from Cornerstone Community Bank. And during enough, for 3 minutes, she had to listen to me tell her about the Reading Rodeo coming. And Gina Delgado, who is with Pathways to Hope for Children. You got a big event. Let's talk about the event again.
Yeah, so we have our 80s Color Run, which is going to be...
What is a color run?
Okay, so...
I should have asked that first because I'm sitting here. I wonder what that is.
I'm so excited. So our color run, we are going to have... First, let me back up.
Okay.
I want to give a big shout out to Anderson Family Fitness. Chris Frost at the Anderson Family Fitness is actually planning our route for the color run. It is going to be a 5K run, which equals to about three miles.
It's a 3 miler.
Yeah. And so the color run will have 4 to 5 color blast stations set up along the route where volunteers will throw colored powder at you as you run through.
Whoa.
Yes.
Do you have to wear goggles?
I mean, we are giving out sunglasses thanks to Cornerstone Community Bank, so that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And it's safe for your clothes. It's non-toxic. And so that is the color portion of the color run.
So how many colors are out there?
Oh, my goodness. We bought, I think we have every color of the rainbow.
Well, good. So as you're running by and you come to the station, you stop there and you're jogging in place and somebody smacks you with
we're just going to squirt color all over you.
It's liquid.
No, it's chalk. It's like I got it. But we're just, we're going to put it in a bottle and we're going to squirt it all over you. It's going to be great.
Too bad you're not letting dogs run in this.
I'm sure you, I mean, if they're allowed, are they allowed at Anderson River Park?
Well, I'm sure.
Well,
if you want to bring your dog, you can bring your dog to this, and you two can come out.
Yep.
I expect some photos.
Oh,
Gina, I expect some photos.
Michael Burke is a great photographer.
Tell Michael to send us some photos. We can put them on. I mean, I know he'll put it on Facebook, and I'll share it anyway. But this sounds like a hoot.
Yes, it's going to be fun. And if you do want to register,
have you done this before?
This is our first color run. We really, Cornerstone partnered with us on this, and this is our first annual color run, and this is something we want to do every year.
This sounds like a lot of fun for a family. Yeah. And so all age groups.
Yes, anybody. Fun for the whole family.
And when is it going to be?
It's going to be Saturday, March 18th.
Okay.
The run starts at 10. Registration starts at 9 a.m.
So it'll be a week from this Saturday.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of things going on the 18th for some reason. I mean, I think Turtle Bay has their thing going. So you could run in the morning.
Yep.
Take a shower afterwards. It's a good idea. Get all the colors off you. And go to the Turtle Bay that evening. And, I mean, there are so many things going. Plus, I think the this weekend on Golden Pond from Riverfront Playhouse. It's their first weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yours sounds like a lot of fun. And where do the funds go?
Everything raised for this event goes to benefit the Anderson Teen Center.
That's great. And that's been going on for 20 years.
Over 20 years.
Over 20 years. Do you have an estimate of how many kids you've helped? Is there any estimate?
There is. And I don't have those numbers with me.
Do the kids come back after they age out? I mean, like, come back to help or anything like that?
I know that some of our teens that age out become Camp Hope counselors.
Great. And let's do a quickie for Camp Hope. What is Camp Hope?
Camp Hope is a week-long camping trip for trauma-exposed kids that have been exposed to domestic violence, sexual assault, or child abuse. And it's a year-round program. So they go on a camping trip for an entire week, but then they have a parent partner. She's amazing. Her name is Jennifer Ely. She's our Camp Hope coordinator, and she works with the families year-round.
Excuse me. It just choked me up. You know, there's so many we have one safe place. We've got you all. We've got First Five. We have so many things here that when I see somebody write something about Redding and Shasta County and North State, and it's negative, they never, ever try to find out what kind of community we are. They base it on something they read or, you know, a couple of things. And I've been interviewed by national news organizations. And I say, you know what? You got to do. You got to learn more about it. And why don't you include this and this and this? Of course, it never makes it. And we just had a guy from The Nation magazine. It's been around since the 1860s. And it is a somewhat left-type magazine. And when I said, when he called me, he came in and talked. And I said, you need to learn more about Redding. And we actually drove around Redding for 2 hours. So I could show him one safe place and tell him about places like yours, Piano Angels, to kind of give him an idea that we're a pretty giving group out here. So I think, you know, there are so many things going on, though. I love having you all on. And anybody else that's out there helping our community, you're always got a home here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, I mean that. And anytime you have something going, you know, I've always got time for y'all.
Okay.
And so this sounds like a great event. It's called the 80s. Why the 80s?
Because it's 80s theme. We're going to have 80s music at every station.
Whoa. That may get me out anyway. Now, this could be a run or walk.
Yes, it could be either, whatever you want.
Okay. It's $20 for adults.
$20 for adults, $10 for ages 6 to 17, and thanks to First Five Shasta, 0 to 5 is free.
Free.
If you're interested in signing up, you can just go to 80sfamilyfun.org, or you can call me at 530-241-5816.
And this is at Anderson River Park.
Yes.
And it starts at?
10 a.m., but registration starts at 9.
Okay, so everybody comes in and signs up.
Yep.
And so this might be something that's kind of fun to wear light colors.
Or, yeah.
You know, a white shirt or sweatshirt. So it can display.
Yes, the colors will be vibrant. And we'll have T-shirt, drinks, prizes, entertainment. It's going to be a really fun time.
It sounds like it. You know what? This sounds like a great event. And, Nikki, thanks to Cornerstone. Thanks for putting that out there. You do, you know, Cornerstone is a local bank, and I say that, but and as I said, you know, maybe on a break, but I see your name, you know, on construction projects and all this, but you all really reach out in the community too. It's not just banking. It's it also is for our community and helping these things.
Definitely. We're just so happy to be a part of our communities, and we are more than banking. We love to support our community partners and our organizations and individuals as well.
Great. Okay. Well, thank both of you for coming in this early. And we're going to be seeing Cornerstone Community Bank once a month. You're going to be coming in, or is it every week?
It's once a month now.
Oh, is it once a month now? So we'll see you next month about this time. And you bring in the next group that you all are helping, or the business. When we did it earlier, we had businesses coming in that you've started, took the chance with, and they became successful. So thank you. You two have a great day, and leave me your...
Absolutely. I brought these for you. I have more.
Okay. Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll talk about it for, seven or eight more times.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by another local business here, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster, he's been with us since the day we opened up our station, I believe. And nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He comes from the old school. He has fixed a crack on my windshield 15 years ago or 14 years ago. You still can't see. Don't take any chances with your family's safety. That little chip that seems odd is just a chip. If water gets in it and it freezes, now you have a crack across your windshield. And he can fix it in 30, 40 minutes, and many times you can't even see it afterwards. For a free inspection and analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street. Car, truck, and I've seen RVs in there too, but he's repaired. Or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And it's a veteran-owned business, and it's a local business. We'll be right back.
The Lance Michael Cornwell Band at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, March 11th. Lance Michael Cornwell is a high-energy country band from Northern California that plays your favorite 90s country music with a modern rock twist. Bring your dancing shoes and join us in the Wind River Event Center for a night you won't forget. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
listeners, celebrate St. Paddy's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 8th of March, 7:36 in the morning. It's about 38 out there, and it's sunny right now. But today's forecast is a chance of rain before 7, which happened, and a chance of rain after 4 p.m. Areas of frost between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. Otherwise, increasing clouds with a high near 51. Chance of rain tonight before 10 p.m., then a chance of rain after 4 a.m. And if you look at the weather forecast for the next, I've got like 7 or 8 days, it's rain. And then I heard last night, oh, no, there's another one coming in. So we could have 13 straight days of rain. So, Liam, does rain affect you?
Like emotionally?
Yeah. Well, no, it affects all of us. I mean, get wet, but yeah.
I mean, I would
no,
say.
No, true.
I would say yes to some extent.
It affects Linda. It affects Linda. If it's dark and depressed, yeah. I mean, if it's dark like this for weeks on end, yeah. I think a lot of people get that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a double-sided coin for me. I also know that, like, if it's raining, I'm going to be so lazy. Like, all I'm going to want to do is sit inside my room and read and vibe out, I guess. So, but yeah, I mean, I think rain affects me a little bit. Not as bad as some people, though.
I think it does. You know, I mean, if you've ever been in places, I've been in places where it rained in it. I mean, you were out in it. I mean, you could not get away from it.
Yeah.
And so you just lived with it. But you really, really had to watch after your people.
Mm-hmm.
And because after a while, it just gets, you know, and I'm talking like 10, 12, 13 days. You know,
yeah.
But you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
You're just in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that stays dry. So,
yeah.
And you learn to live with it. You really got to watch feet at people because we're moving all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And if their feet just don't start, coming apart. We talked about that, the four people that went down to a border, kind of a border city, Matamoros, which isn't that far from the border.
No, it's like Tijuana it's right there.
Yeah, it's that kind of, it's that, you know, but it comes out of Texas, I think, right?
It does, yeah.
Anyway, these four Americans went down in their van with North Carolina plates, and the cartels hit them, shot them up, and then kidnapped all four of them. Well, a team of Mexican law enforcement and U.S. went in, found the stash house, and they rescued two of them. So two are dead, one's uninjured, and one was injured. And they went down there, from what it sounds like, because they went down there for you know, medicine or a procedure, a medical procedure, which many, many thousands of people do. Dentist in Tijuana, I mean, it's famous down there for dental work. You go in and it costs you, you know, less than half and sometimes only a third about what it would cost you back here, in the States. But the thing about this is, what motivated this attack? Was it totally got the wrong car? They misidentified, and then after they shot it up and took them, this is the guy in charge of this cartel. They had his photo everywhere, and they've even got a photo of the guy that led the raid. Or that was one of the guys that took them. So, I mean, they obviously know who these people are. And this is what we have on our border, my friends. And these cartels are making hundreds of millions of dollars by pushing people across the border, drugs, people for human trafficking and either prostitution or work, things like this. And it was, it's a type of thing that people need to be aware of. I know people, I have friends that go down there. In fact, some of them may be leaving this week to go down to Cabo. Oh, it's safe down there. It's not safe anywhere in Mexico. I'll just tell you that. You know the story of Ted, my wingman and my brother, of hunting down there, mm-hmm. that the cartel stopped, yep. put him up with, and told him to turn around on a road, an empty road. And they're aiming guns at them. And then they took all of their stuff out of the truck, left it on the road, and just stole the truck. That's what they wanted. They wanted a new truck. But still, I don't see how people can feel safe in Mexico. Yet I have a friend that lives in Mexico in a different area down there on the Sea of Cortez. He loves it down there. There's other Americans. He said, I've never seen any violence. I had Henry used to call in all the time. Couple years ago, that's been he spends 6-7 months down there every year and loved it.
I feel like the bigger question is, like, why is our healthcare system so broken that people have to go to another country to get procedures done?
Well, it's a lot of times like this. If it was true what they said, and I don't know if anything I read in the paper or news media is true. Mm-hmm. I just don't anymore. On some things, yes. I mean, it's just when you see sports scores.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but computers write those articles now.
Yeah,
and they don't, and they just give the scores. They don't talk about how people feel. Oh, this guy caught a pass and all that. Okay, I'll believe that. Okay, yes, but when they say they went down for medical procedures and this was a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
So a tummy tuck is
tuck's kind of different. But yeah. I mean, like, I know people who go down for knee surgery and
things like that.
Yeah. Because it's cheaper.
It is cheaper. Well, it's a socialized medicine.
Yeah. No, it is.
And doctors, though, from America go across the border. Dentists.
Mm-hmm.
They've got offices up in L.A. and all these places. But yeah. They go down there, too. The D.C. police chief gave a simple solution for what Washington, D.C. can do differently to get homicides down. Keep violent people in jail. Oh, I've never heard of that. Have you ever heard of that? Keep violent people in jail. what an idea. He was speaking with the mayor at a public safety media availability to discuss crime in the district. He responded to a reporter's question about how to address increased homicide rates in the city. If you really want to see homicides go down, you keep bad guys with guns in jails. Because when they're in jail, they can't be in community shooting people. So when people talk about what we're going to do different or what we should do different, what we need to do different, that's the thing we need to do different. And, of course, they had this very liberal letting people out and all that. And the House of Representatives and the Senate have said, no, that's just, that's too much. And President Biden, who had said earlier, I'll veto anything like that, has then said, I'm going to sign that. And it's causing him all types of attacks from the far left. But let's just get down to it. If you want to be safe, you take bad guys off the streets. I mean, this is not rocket science. And as you know, as people hate Giuliani, but when he came in, there Times Square was a drug infested crime area, and he started that
stop and frisk.
Yeah. And guess what? He says if you it's the broken window theory. If there's a broken window in your neighborhood, if you don't get on it right away and get it fixed, soon there's going to be another one and then another one, and people stop caring. What they did was if they did things like spitting, they would stop them. You spit here. It's against one of our ordinances. But what it did was it totally cleaned up Times Square.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's racial and it's not fair and all this. It's like California passing a law that cops cannot come up to prostitutes on the street to ask for ID, ask who they are, because that's harassment. So then the prostitutes set up shop on the same street, on the same sidewalk, on the same side as a Catholic school. Across the street, the pimp mobiles are there blocking the entrances. I mean, have we gone crazy? Think about this, my friends. The way you take violent crime, you cut violent crime, is you take the bad guys who are violent and you put them in jail. I applaud him for saying that, and the fact is he just stated the obvious. And, you know, in Chicago, they need to do the same thing. And in Philadelphia, they need to do the same thing. And L.A., they need to do the same thing. But they're never going to do it because that's not fair. And now they're pushing, again, for no bail. No bail. This is what we've gotten into, my friends. No bail. And if they pass it at the state level, guess what? It's here. Unless we have it somehow been absorbed into the Idaho, southeastern Oregon group, and we're all part of Idaho.
It's insane.
It is insane.
The best thing we can do to stop crime is create economic opportunity.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, we're going to talk reparations when we come back. Oh, yeah. I'm talking reparations. I've been kind of holding off on it. But it's time to address reparations and what they're talking about. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. It is locally owned, locally run, a local business, my friends. It's not part of a chain. They've been in business for over 30 years, and it is just an outstanding place to do your jewelry shopping. It's the only full-service jewelry store, right? It's got a watch repairman. Yeah, a watch repairman. You need batteries for your watches, anything. You're in there, come in, I need a battery for this watch. 5 minutes later, you're out at a very reasonable price. They've got a great selection of jewelry, everything you can imagine, including specially designed pieces. Only at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back, and let's just start up on reparations and see who I can really offend.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 8th of February. It is 7:51 in the morning, about 38 degrees out there. Plan on rain the next few, maybe the next 2 weeks, daily rain. This is looking good out there now. It's nice and sunshiny. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. They teach not only in about 40 different places, but increase that. They are the firearms instructor for all of the Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouse, Bass Pro Shops, plus these new counties that all of a sudden they have to have concealed carry licenses. Well, they're relying on Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms to help them with that. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or call them at 530-999-999. 1822. Okay, reparations. I've talked a little bit about, you know, San Francisco said, you know, their little committee came up and said it's $5 million for every African American. At which time, the whole city board of supervisors fainted.
Mm-hmm.
That'll never happen. They don't have the money.
Yeah.
But the state of California is saying, you know, the last number I heard was $400,000 per. Now, I thoroughly disagree with this. And not for the reasons you think, but, well, there could be. But the reason I disagree with this, if you hand people money and just, here's a check
mm-hmm.
for $400,000, it's not solving the problem.
Nope.
The problem is, if we want to help people from the inner cities, the way you help people is you make sure one of two things. One, they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
They're safe. so that they can walk back and forth to school, they can go to schools and feel safe. Second, you build an education system that gives people a chance to move forward, to get to the, you know, to move upward and get better jobs. The third thing you do is you build institutional wealth. You build wealth by having a home mm-hmm. for families. And so you take this money and you give a 2% loan. You can make it a, help people with the down payment. You can make it like the VA. There is no down payment.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they qualify. But the state there, if you want to help people, handing them money, as we have seen with incident after incident of giving people money like they win it in the lottery, 4 years later,
yeah,
they're bankrupt. Because it's more than just handing the people money. Here you go. But, what do you do with the money?
Mm-hmm.
If everything is the same, nothing changes. Nothing changes. You've got to change the structure from the ground up. Safety, education, homeowning, things like this,
well,
in my opinion.
And those are all things that people have been prevented from to keep them poor.
Okay. So
historically.
Talk to me about that.
I mean, I agree with you. Reparations in, like, money form is ridiculous, and it's stupid. But, like, so historically, like, redlining.
Right?
Redlining? Okay. Yeah. So you're never going to get a good home, and you're going to live in this poor area code where your schools are funded by your property taxes on your $80,000 home. And so then you're going to go, yeah, I mean,
but there's
we get it.
But there is more money being poured into the system than just your property taxes. There's more, you know.
I mean, yes and no.
Well, yeah, but let's just, the lotto. Oh, that pushes in $1 billion. Mm-hmm. And then there's grants, and then there's other things. But still, it is not changing what's going on in the neighborhoods.
No, it's not.
Because it's like they're, okay,
there's no
I got
economic
a high school
opportunity.
Degree, but there's no, then in the economic, yeah, there's,
yeah,
no,
there's no opportunity.
Economy there in those areas to grow. But being able to buy a house, a decent house, decent
yeah.
neighborhood, which means it's probably decent schools.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to say you want to help people who have been the victims of systemic racism, okay, but I think there's a lot better ways than just
we need to make
cash.
The system equitable.
Well, let's
for people.
The word equity, you know, all of a sudden there's flares going off in my head here. It's got to be You want people to be playing on a level ground as much as possible.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen in a generation. That's the thing.
No.
It's going to be a multi-generational thing.
Yeah.
My dad came back from the war. He grew up during the Depression on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Went into the Army, fought through the war, came back out, and they had the GI Bill for education, and they had the VA loans. You were surprised when I said, yeah, my VA loan, I don't have to put any money down, you know, to qualify
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it worked back then. And people grew a society that became the greatest, you know, the greatest generation and just built and achieved it and everything. But it takes, you know, it takes generations to keep going with that.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to go to college because my father had the opportunity to have a home and a job and provide me the opportunity to go to a college.
Mm-hmm.
The people that don't have the education because it's not offered in their schools at that level, who are not safe, feel safe in their schools, it's going to take a while. This isn't something that's going to be fixed by handing somebody $400,000. Then what happens? Do you just forget about them? Okay, you had your money. I don't want to hear anything else. No, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to go on forever. So if it's going to go on forever, and this is across the board. It's not just African Americans, Native Americans, it's white kids, it's Hispanic kids. It's, you know, this is across the board. And I don't want to, you know, our future is on people being educated and being able to move upward. And if that means as a plumber, that is absolutely fine. That is great. If it means working on cars, absolutely great. But still making a living and being able to live in an area where you're not getting shot at every night.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I've been in areas where we got shot at every night. Mm-hmm. It was different, you know, situation. I mean, we did get shot at and voraciously shot at. But some of these areas where people live, I mean, it's like a war zone. They're not going to do anything but try to survive. And then how do you work your way out of there? It takes such an exceptional person. And those are like 2 or 3% to be able to get out of something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce will be joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise suggested he has no problem with previously withheld video of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol being aired by Tucker Carlson on Fox.
No matter whether the tapes are released or not, it seems like some in the press want to talk about January 6th every day. So do a lot of Democrats. They only want to talk about certain parts of it, though.
Select parts that could be used to blame former President Trump, even though Mr. Trump had urged supporters to engage in a peaceful, respectful protest at the Capitol. As a House panel begins its investigation into the origins of COVID-19, Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup says there are some things we already do know.
We have learned that the Wuhan Institute has poor biosafety and was conducting this research at only biosafety level 2, described as the Wild West by Dr. Jeremy Farrar, a virologist from the UK, now chief scientist for the WHO.
Wenstrup chairs a select subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell back on Capitol Hill today. More testimony. What he said yesterday rattled the financial markets.
Remarkable.
That's what Republican Senator Tim Scott says about Democrats' ability to ignore the devastating impact of trillions in government spending.
That led to the worst inflation in 40 years. Seeing our inflation at 9.1%.
Forcing the Fed to intervene, Scott says, and that's something Fed Chairman Jerome Powell told the panel likely means even more rate hikes.
And we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal.
Powell giving indications the Fed may raise interest rates even more than planned. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Stocks mixed on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 103 points, while the Nasdaq trading 22 points higher. The S&P is up 2 points. More on these stories at Town Hall.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Public sector and transport workers on strike across Greece amid ongoing anger over last week's rail tragedy left 57 people dead.
Greece's worst ever train disaster has catalyzed a sense of anger over years of underinvestment and systemic failings in the rail network and beyond. Teachers, health workers, bus drivers and ferry crews are among those joining rail workers who've been staging strikes since the accident, demanding safety improvements. Further protest rallies are also taking place. All this with an election imminent. Greece's centre-right government is scrabbling to assuage public rage and assure citizens that the rail system will be made safe.
The BBC's Danny Aberhart. A Philippine official says the country's Coast Guard has launched a new strategy of publicizing aggressive actions taken by China in the disputed South China Sea. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some eye drops to avoid.
U.S. health officials are alerting consumers about two more recalls of eye drops due to contamination risks that could lead to vision problems and serious injury. The announcement follows a recall last month of eye drops made in India that were linked to an outbreak of drug-resistant infections. There's no indication the latest recalls are related to those products. The Food and Drug Administration posted separate recall notices for certain eye drops distributed by PharMedica and Apotex after the companies announced they're voluntarily pulling several lots from the market. Keith Peters reporting.
America's employers continued their hiring spree last month. Payroll processor ADP reports the addition of 242,000 private sector jobs. That's more than the 205,000 that many economists were expecting the government to release the February employment report on Friday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 8th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's here with me.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. The weather.
Ugh. So, yeah, we got 13 days of rain. The sun's out right now, but expecting rain later today. We got a high of 50s today, a low of 35 tonight. Flood watch Thursday through Saturday and a wind advisory Thursday through Friday.
Did you say a flood watch?
Flood watch, yeah.
Where's that? Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
But I'm not complaining about the rain. We need it.
I know, and yeah. You know what? It's selfish to think, hey, how about, you know, if we could have, if it was during the day we had this, and then at night it rained,
mm-hmm.
that'd be perfect.
And it looks like the flood watch actually is extended through Sunday now.
Whoa.
So.
Yeah. A lot of stuff up there. Okay, be careful out there, my friends. Lots of rain. It's going to be chilly. Probably going to be ice in the higher regions, so higher elevations, so yeah. Be watching out there.
Well, hopefully, if the city provides sandbags this time. We'll actually provide the bags.
Oh, no, that's too tough. Just, you know, towns like Bernie can and City Shasta Lake and Anderson, but, you know, it's just too hard for Redding.
Maybe they can take all that new money from their new parking
program. Maybe move some of the money out of the Parks and Rec and some of the millions of dollars that they're spending to replace soccer fields that should have been taken care of but weren't. And now are not going to pay it back, probably. So, hey, but your weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have a lot of different plans. They do treat their customers as friends. It's local. It's local, my friends, and it's a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And our guest, as soon as he gets his breath back from racing down the street here to get here, is Jake Mangus, CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce.
You know, it's just you never would have known, right? I mean, I could have been here for 20 minutes just waiting for my opportunity to.
Are you here on time? Speak. Are you here on time?
I think
so. The question is yes.
Yeah.
Because when I looked across, I was going to start talking to
talking
you.
Talking to the microphone?
I was going to be talking to you, and I said, well, what do you think, Jake? And then it would be silence. I go, oh,
the
Jake's
crickets.
Not here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I'm being a good soldier. I parked over at one of the employee permit lots. And I went for a second jog this morning, so that was kind of nice.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because we were just talking about it
yeah.
during the break. Okay, so here it comes. Liam,
Yeah, so I've been
illuminate.
Is it hot in here, or is it just me?
It is a little warm. I have been ticketed for parking in front of my own business.
I see. So that means you parked right out here on Market Street.
No, not this one.
Not
he's
this
got,
one.
He's got another
different
business.
One.
So I have a recording studio.
Yes.
I can't park in front of. I have to pay to work at my business because there's no available
parking. And he's
already
paying taxes on that business.
Yeah, that's.
And so now, because there's no other parking around, he parks in front of his business.
And all of my clients who are going to be there for longer than 2 hours because they have sessions have to, like, pay. They have. Yeah, I mean, it's a mess. It's ridiculous.
And so many sessions go four hours. So what happens, even if you get an extension for an hour, you've got to go out and move the car. That's not right.
I was at a so the thing is that I may be across the table, but I'm really sitting alongside you because the chamber, I attended a downtown merchants meeting. I don't think you guys were there, but, we can relay the messages. They're having a lot of these. This was at the IOOF hall. And Zach Bonin, who has taken the moniker of Mr. Parking,
who is
for
one
the city
of the
Reading.
Nicest people when he was on the show last week. And as I pointed out to everybody, this is the gunny that was told to go out there and drain the swamp. And now he's up to his ass in alligators. Don't blame the gunny.
Yeah, here's the quarter. I'll tell you what you can do with this quarter, Zach.
Terry called in. Terry was just, he was like most other people, but he purposely said, this isn't about him. He was told to do the job.
Yep.
This got nothing to do with that.
Well, the biggest issue that we heard at that meeting was exactly what you guys are talking about. It was the employer concerned about parking for their, not only their customers, but their employees. That actually was number one, was their employees. And those that were the most boisterous were actually in the local neighborhood restaurant business.
And we were told by, this is what the restaurants want. This is what local businesses want. Yet, for Liam, if Liam worked here 8 hours a day and parked anywhere around here, it cost him $2,000 a year.
It is so easy for you as someone in the upper middle class to say, oh, $1 an hour.
Yeah, I know. That's not a good argument.
And we want downtown Reading to be like exciting and young and like hip. And all the people that are bringing that are young and they're poor. And it's so stupid of us. To lack this perspective.
So what about this though?
See, their take home pay just went down $1 an hour, Jake.
Yeah, and I'm validating the statements. That's for sure. I think that one of the questions I have is, but what about? Okay, so here's one of the things that's an issue. A restaurateur has employees. They come on shift before 6 o'clock when parking is free. So they're faced with a challenge. If I have a 15-minute, 10-minute break, am I run into my car a few blocks away to repark it somewhere close by? They could do that, but it does a couple of things, right? It's like, is that realistic? Not really. And then secondly, I'm taking a parking space closer to my business away from a customer that could be using it. So I'm curious about that. I mean, parking's free after 6 o'clock on weekdays. It's free on the weekends.
Or after 5?
And I think it's 6. And that's tough too, right?
But we'll check.
And it's also
it started
free on
earlier.
Holiday.
It used to be 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And as Zach pointed out, we've had these parking meters in areas have been here since the 40s.
Well, you're right. And here's another thing. So a question for Liam would be, if you could get a parking permit and it's $25 a month, would that be something that you could incorporate into your cost structure to recover? That only gets you so far, though, right? Because it just takes care of your parking issue, not your customers.
Of the business?
Yeah, correct.
I mean, I could. I don't see the problem there. But what I'm really more concerned about is the fact that, like, housing prices, I simply from, like let's say you're a full-time worker, minimum wage, there's not space in your budget to pay to park to work. There's not space. I mean, housing, it's like $1,500 a month. Like, it's ridiculous how expensive things are. And it seems very, very nearsighted and not very thought out.
I think it's the biggest challenge to me is, as an employee in downtown Reading, or as an employer in downtown Reading, how you're going to deal with the supply and demand challenges of employee permit parking. The county, you know, it was in the newspaper, right? It said like 1,000 downtown workers only have a couple hundred permits to fight over.
175.
And I did talk, you know, Zach Bonin at the city did mention in that meeting with the downtown merchants that they're holding on to
about the same amount.
Yeah, maybe a couple hundred more, but there's still, it doesn't add up. And I know for us, fortunately, you know, we're a small team, so the four people at the office that needed permits, I was able to, we got online right when it went live, and I think three out of four of us were able to get the permits, and we're working on the fourth. That's $100 a month additional cost to us that we didn't have before.
Now, do you pay that for them?
We pay that for them.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's $1,200 a year, and then what happened was just, you know, you try to be a net zero on those decisions. As someone wise told me in the business community, if you have an added cost, you got to find something on the other side of the profit and loss sheet to balance that. And our front desk person was working on it, and she happened to find a cost savings opportunity for us in our company cell phone statement that ended up saving us $100 a month. So it ended up being a break even for us in that way. But it's the type of stuff that it's like, you know, the chamber, we're going to embrace progress, and we're going to do our best to figure this out. The city has told us that they are able to be flexible and nimble, and they're learning. They can see in real time who's parking where and create additional free parking spaces as needed and things like that.
Well, and this, but it's a living document.
It's a
total
shift, and it's not without pain, and that's what I'm acknowledging in Liam's case for sure. I mean, I got two parking tickets when we moved downtown in 2017 in the 1940s meters. They weren't policing that, and all of a sudden they decided to do it sporadically.
And so what happened then?
I paid $24 twice.
What happened after that? Didn't they take those meters out?
No, it's not those meters. These are meters across the street from our office that I got ticketed for parking at expired meters. The meters around our building was because the owner of our building at the time, Dean White, and his wife Jane, were told by the city that the meter sticks needed to stay there, the poles needed to stay there, but there would never be meter heads on them. So he came to me and said, "What the heck? They just put meter heads on our meter poles." So I reached out to the city, and they said that it was an honest mistake, and they removed them the next day. So that was, I guess it was somebody at the workshop that had refurbished a number of meter heads that they could utilize. So,
and by the way, those meter heads,
those things are long gone now.
Well, all the ones that they'd collected, they are going to auction them off at some point. And according to Zach, this is probably what we'll do is, because people were calling in
the collector's items, right?
During the show, and say, how do we buy one of those? So they're going to auction them off, and all the proceeds will go to a nonprofit. Anyway, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is on the cutting edge of technology in so many different ways. TAVR valve replacements, wireless, chest monitoring systems, heart monitoring systems. Also, they're becoming a teaching hospital, and starting late this year, they're going to be bringing in 8 doctors who will be in the residencies and learning from local doctors and at the hospitals. And it's a 3-year program that will go on, but that's 24 doctors that will be there at Shasta Regional Medical Center, but also out in our community. So it's a great way to bring in more physicians, and then after they've been here, they're all going to want to stay.
And that's a big deal.
That is a big thing. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. We're the app for the coolest and the music is as soon as with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Reading, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot there from Lucky Miller's. But this is a great barbershop, and it is a barbershop. It's not a salon. And it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You make appointments. Come in. You set up an appointment that works for you. And you come in, get your haircut, and it doesn't take you 30, 40, 50 minutes. You can just come in, get a great haircut. And I've never had a bad haircut there. And then go on your business. Just give them a call at 530-244-9478. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. And Jake would go there, except you probably do your own, right?
Well, that's up for debate. I actually had a guy that's in our I don't know. Since they're not advertisers, I don't think I'll mention them right off the bat. But my barber, one of my barbers of the last year, came by the office just to check to see if I had gotten a haircut because I didn't go to him last time. And he's like, "You got your hair cut, and you didn't come to see me." Oh, it was pretty funny.
This looks like, but You look like you could.
I could do it myself, you know. I could just take the bear clippers. That's what I like to do. Bear clippers, zip that sucker. You know, no holding on to Old Glory. No comb over.
The parking meter reminds me of when the downtown mall was allowed to be built. Yeah. How did that go? Where is it now?
The thing about it is, you know, if you had folks in here with the counter argument, there's that book that was circulating around that I didn't read, admittedly, but it was like the high cost of free parking, and somebody's got to pay. So how do we do it?
Yeah.
And we're not the only community in the country to have paid parking in our downtown. It's just we haven't had it for a long time. And when you're thinking, like to me, I was going the timing issue of it all, right? So it's like back in 2017 when we moved the chamber back to its roots downtown and they were sporadically enforcing parking, I was saying, why? Why would you be doing that? Don't we want people to come downtown? Why would you create another barrier to entry? And then we got really excited. I personally got really excited about all the improvements downtown and the significant investment and everything. And you start to learn about, okay, well, now we got residents that are living in apartments upstairs and they're parking on the streets in front of businesses for days and not using the parking lot provided to them because it costs them money, extra money. Why would you pay for that when you could park for free? That's a smart business decision. And the only way to change behavior was to start charging for parking. Okay, all right, I get that. But there's still all of this construction happening downtown. We're in midstream. We've got streets that are closed. And in a couple of weeks, you'll see Yuba and Pine Street reopened all the way through to California. And that'll make a difference in people's mindsets to an extent, I think, because they'll know, okay, if I park in this location where there's free parking, I don't have to go around a construction zone to get where I need to go. I can go more of a direct route, is my thought. Not everyone has the physical ability to walk blocks. So most of those folks do have handicap placards, which you can park anywhere for free. So that's something to note as well. And it's just kind of painful because it's a paradigm shift. We're not used to paying for parking. And it can get real expensive really fast. If you're paying $1 an hour every day that you go to work, you know, it's $8 times 20. You know, just taking that, it's $160 a month.
It's like two.
It's a lot.
Over $2,000 a year. Now, if I wanted to make up for that, it's not just $2,000. It's for everybody. And it's not $1 an hour because when you throw in taxes and everything, you know, it's $1.31 if I give them a raise to make up for that.
Yeah.
So it hurts my business too. I mean, because we don't have a lot. We are a business that people come in the morning and on weekends. You know, weekends it's free anyway.
Yep.
But yet, it's impacting on my employees.
Human behavior is going to dictate what happens with this whole thing.
No.
If people don't show up, then they're going to have to pivot. And, of course, from our perspective, we do care about Liam's comments about, you know,
young people.
His own expense, his clients not being able to, you know, park close by or to have to pay for more than 2 hours and have to move cars because you've got recording sessions that go longer. Other businesses in our downtown that might be adversely affected. So that's something we're very interested in.
I need to
obviously
have Liam.
It's important to us.
Because he's a young person.
Yep.
He's the future of Reading. He needs to go down in front of the city council on the in that 30-minute they have right at the beginning to talk about something and just say, this is what we're running into, myself and my friends.
Yep.
And, you know, and then you can go, and I'm not even, and just at the end of it say, I'm not even going to address the cost of living here if you're a young person or an older person that's, you know, that's not making as much money.
And I think just to go down this road, which isn't so exciting to go down, but we see the challenges in our community related to public safety. We see no accountability for repeat offenders and businesses. Mm-hmm. We see folks living outside and getting free food and a free place to stay and all these things. And that's a complicated world. So it's not always, quote, their fault that they're in that scenario. But I think to my point, we kind of look at it and we're like, why do I feel like I'm the one that's getting squeezed? And, you know, everyone else doesn't seem to be held accountable, but I'm being held accountable. So
Okay, we got to take a break here, and I need to make an announcement here because people have been calling in, and we've heard, and I put it on Facebook. What's happening? Our signal's dropping out of the FM. This is not from us. All of our stuff is fine. It's the transmission line from here to our FM tower. And what's happening is Shasta Beam, who is the one that provides that, but it's also AT&T. They are having a problem, and they, when I was calling yesterday, it's a recorded message, and I understand that they're trying to fix this, but the recorded message says this is everybody's having this problem that's using those lines, but Shasta Beam and AT&T are trying to fix it, but they have no estimated time of repair yet. So this must have been something major that happened with snow and rain and wind. Who knows? So that's what's happening, my friends. I'm sorry for it. If I could fix it, I would fix it, but it's out of my hands because it goes to people that we pay to get our signal up there. So have patience. It'll be fixed. If you can go switch over to 1460, or you can just listen to us over the internet, and that should work for you because we don't have that problem with our AM channel. Okay, we'll be right back.
Take a load for free. Take a load off Penny.
And you put the load right on me.
Prepare for a full night of laughter with actor and comedian Whitney Cummings at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, March 17th. Whitney Cummings is hailed as the reigning queen of American stand-up and best known for co-creating the Emmy-nominated series Two Broke Girls. Come join us in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for this night full of jokes and good times that you won't want to miss. Tickets for this event start at just $50. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Carl Bott here. It's the 8th of March, 8:34 in the morning. 37 degrees out there. And while the sun is shining now, weather report says, but maybe for the next 13 days, we're going to have rain every day. So get ready.
Bring it.
Yeah, bring it. You know, but at least with the sunshine, if you're getting slightly depressed, as we talked about earlier, you know, right at the beginning of the show, because of all the rain and cloudiness, and there's people that do, imagine living in Seattle or along the coast up there. It is just constant rain. But with this sunshine, it's the time for you to go out and sit in the backyard or walk down the street and absorb the sun, the vitamin D. We're here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And he just showed me something that literally made my jaw drop open. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, this was sort of a...
Because it has to do with something we talked about earlier. Yeah. D.C. police chief says, you want to stop crime or violence, you put violent people in jail. And, of course, their problems result in because of very liberal turning, you know, letting people out of jail, like, you know, like California's doing and other places. But our problem up here is, of course, we don't have the jail space or the people to run it, but we don't have the jail space. And you showed me this, so Jake, it's all yours.
All right, so this is something that was shared with me recently, and actually this was posted by Napa County on Valentine's Day, kind of a little box of chocolates for the people there. And it says, the county to host groundbreaking ceremony for new jail replacement facility. So this is a replacement, not an addition. But it says that on Monday, coming up here on the 13th of March, they're going to be breaking ground on a 332-bed new single-story jail facility. And the price tag is $133 million.
Now think about this. The 200 and something bed facility we're talking about is what?
Very similar in that same ballpark.
I think it's close yeah. to that. So, and this facility is not going to be just a bunch of jails. It's going to have dorms in there for probably prisoners.
Correct. It's the modern way
they're going to have
dealing with this.
Places for people with mental illness in there, beds set aside for that. They're going to have the whole enchilada is going to be there.
Correct.
For $133 million.
Yes.
How do they do that?
I am not sure other than the way that it reads. Which I shared with you, and you can share out
and
if you want.
I am going to definitely share this, probably on Facebook, but I'm also going to send it to the county supervisor because they're moving forward.
They're moving forward,
and they could probably, they might even be able to put it in the same footprint.
And what they're doing is they're replacing their existing downtown jail by building this new modern one-story facility outside of their downtown. Now, when we asked about this as a community, what we got from the county were two options, and it was not apples to apples. That's my conclusion. They said you can build a vertical tower 2 in downtown Reading and add an additional 256 beds for $120 million or whatever. Or you could build an 800-bed monstrosity outside of downtown with all the bells and whistles for $500 million. Well, that's not an apples-to-apples comparison. What I was curious about was this. What if we were
their plan is not a vertical one.
One for downtown.
It's not vertical. It's horizontal, isn't it?
Not that I understand.
I thought it was going to be a...
I thought it was pod systems.
It's going to be pod systems.
In the downtown?
It's not going straight up. I think it's going to be... I think it's going to be horizontal. I could be wrong, and I'll call the county.
Let's see that. And I think this actually plays into my point, which is I don't think that we in the business community, and this has come to me from members in the chamber, we've never been presented with the business case to look at option one or option two. And then option three is what I'm bringing forward now, which is look at what Napa County is doing. It's a single-story facility that they are constructing outside of their downtown in replacement of an archaic, inefficient, outdated vertical jail. So let's see what the upfront capital construction costs are for such an option in downtown and outside of downtown. And then what are the ongoing operational costs? There may be a business case to make that downtown makes more sense. I don't know. There may be a business case to make that it'll save the taxpayers money over time to build outside of downtown. I don't know. So in absence of that information, how can we really make an educated decision as a community, as a board of supervisors, as leadership in the county without that information? And then once you know what the costs are, the biggest issue is how do you pay for it? We have not been presented with the funding plan. We don't know how they would fund the construction costs. We don't know how they would pay for the ongoing operation costs of an expanded facility.
That's for either idea.
For either idea.
For either idea.
And that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, we've heard, well, we'll look at maybe long-term bond funding. Interest rates have risen over the last year. The Fed's talking about increases again. And then if we can't operate our current facility because we've closed the floor of the jail, and I know there are talks that's going to be reopened, and that would be a good step forward. How are we going to find the money to operate an expanded incarceration situation? So, those, you know, in lieu of a sales tax, in lieu of some sort of economic, you know, windfall for the community, how are we going to pay for that? And I think that as long as we are without that information, it really just seems like we're just talking about it. So I think that's a frustration for us because it's been for years and years and years a discussion point.
We have been talking for years about the jail. And like it or not, the Board of Supervisors have said this is what we're going to do, and they're starting on it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Those are our elected officials. Now, we're not that far along that they couldn't take a look at this and call down to Napa and say, hey, how did you do this? And we could have a one-story facility up there right where the, you know, where next to the old jail.
Sure.
And all that, still one story. And hold 300-something prisoners for 100 and how much was it?
133 million.
133 million, which is like within our grasp. I think that's within our grasp. It's
the issue that I see is.
Because it's going to cost no matter what.
It
so
is.
How we pay for it, of course, is going to be important.
Yeah.
And people have said. People that opposed the last one with all the bells and whistles,
sales tax and things, are we talking about that? Yeah,
I think that people would come in for an eighth of a cent that to have another jail for 300 and it holds 300 people. Mm-hmm. It's got the things in to help people get them off of the drugs, help them with their mental problems. I think people in the city would support that, a jail and the people to run it.
Yeah.
I've heard people that were adamantly against the last proposition.
Yep.
Because there was too much.
Yeah, too much.
It was confusing.
Yeah, confusing. And the trust isn't there. I think that's the big thing.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Let me give you last thoughts here. This group of supervisors, whether you agree with them or not, if they say that we've looked at this and the way we can do this is an eighth of a cent tax for the county, I think they know that they are not just going to, you know, they're more fiscally conservative, that they wouldn't just do that unless it was for that. And that's what I think.
Yeah, there could be something to that. I think that, again, I sit here going, all right, I get it. We're talking about the Second Amendment. We're talking about reaffirming our belief in the right to bear arms. We're talking about open carry as a possibility. We're talking about voting machines and whether or not the Dominion voting machines skewed the last national election, though those same voting machines elected all the people that are on the dais for the Board of Supervisors. So you wonder, and I know we're talking about counting by hand or letting a different machine do it. So all of these things seem like while they're important to people, they do seem like distractions, and they seem like expensive distractions from what we should be focusing our energy on. And this is one of the big ones. It's how do we hold people accountable? How do we get criminals off the streets and into a facility? And if they have mental health issues and drug addiction issues, how do we make sure they have the medical assisted treatment that they need while they're incarcerated? How do they get the telemedicine? How do they get the therapy and the mental health assistance? Because we know from a political standpoint, the legislation doesn't allow us to just hook them and book them and throw away the key. It's not that way anymore. So we've got to think differently and adjust as things have adjusted.
Well, I get the impression that's always been a part of this. You've got to do it. Our jail system has become a mental health facility, and it shouldn't be. It should be a place to put people in jail who are destructive to our environment, and you keep them there until they learn their lesson or they can get the help they need. If it's just strictly alcohol or drugs, you put them in jail for 6 months, and you can get them into those programs. But without a hammer, we've learned – without a hammer, it means nothing.
At some point, wouldn't it be cool to see the city of Anderson, the city of Shasta Lake, the city of Redding, representatives from all corners of the county, incorporated and unincorporated, get together and figure out these issues? I just think that it's going to take the resources of our incorporated cities as well as our county coming together to make it happen. I think it's going to take Health and Human Service Agency money to come in and marry with the criminal justice system because of those programs. I did attend – this is another topic, and I don't know if we should just wait for a second and then hit this other topic.
Yeah, let's take a break.
But let's just say it's important to us. It's one of the top things. It's probably number one on every survey we do of our members, public safety, public safety, public safety. So it's not voting machines, and it's not the Second Amendment. Though those things are very important and core to us in this community is trust and the right to bear arms. We know public safety is number one for the business community, so we want that to be in the forefront.
Okay, are we going to address that, or did you just address
it? I kind of addressed it.
You just addressed
it. But I got another thing for later.
Okay, good, because we've got to take a break.
It's number two on the survey list.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. And, you know, Judy Maxwell, what I like about Judy Maxwell is she truly cares about her clients. She has built this company since 1993. She's got two separate divisions here, an insurance division and a financial management. She, like I said, she treats her customers like their friends, and in many cases they are. We have insurance with Judy, and she just gave us a call that, you know, I'm getting a little bit older now, about my life insurance plan, and so we're going to sit down with her, and I'm sure she's going to come up with something that's just outstanding. But if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your insurance, or your 401ks, give her a call for a free review. That's right, free review and evaluation of where you are. 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I'll reach out from the inside.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Again, we're having transmission problems, not from here, but it appears AT&T is having a problem with all their transmission lines heading up to the FM station. And somebody called and said, well, you're having some dropouts with the AM. That nobody has said anything and nobody here is hurt. So we're checking that one, too. It is frustrating, and I beat my head against the wall, but it's leaving here pristine. Right, Liam?
Of course.
Of course. Okay. Hey, we are here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. He dropped this thing on me about this jail that Napa is breaking ground on today, and it's $133 million for 324 seats, technology, single floor, the whole thing. And I can't wait to go in and read it. Then we talked about public safety being the number one issue.
Yes.
And I take that survey.
And, yep.
Public safety. We're not a Chicago. We're not a Philadelphia.
We're not.
We're not Sacramento or any of these places. But quality of life, is that, what was number two?
You said. Number two is very related, and I bet you could guess.
homeless.
Correct.
Right.
So it's the, you know, homelessness, the unsheltered, all the different versions of that that you see before you. So I would, I admit I was a little skeptical to attend the forum that was at the Civic Auditorium on Friday, which was led by Jonathan Anderson and the Good News Rescue Mission. And it was, you know, highlighting a panel of people, the community health center's efforts, from medicine out in the bush to, you know, Hill Country Clinic, the organization that is putting homeless people into hotels locally, and then, Chief Schuler from our police department. Mm-hmm. And I would say that what I came away with was at least an update on how we are, what we are doing currently. And the one that sticks out, by the way, the panelists did a great job, and Jonathan Anderson did a fabulous job in facilitating this. It was the CERT team, right? So the Crisis Intervention Response Team of the Reading Police Department. These are plain-clothed, sworn officers that go out, men and women, in a team to go visit with people who are having mental health issues and things like that. So they showed this video that, you know, on the, one of the examples was a woman who had obviously, taken drugs and had seen in her own mind, you know, ants crawling all over herself, and she was having an episode. And this, this team was able to respond and get her the medical attention that she needs. So that's not somebody that gets thrown in jail and that does any good. It wouldn't. But they're able to get that person away from this business and to the care that the person needs. And then the other example was the first keynote speaker, and it was a testimony from a guy that was living in the Nurpon open space. He said he'd been living there for years. He said he didn't think that the Reading community gave one you-know-what about him or what he was about. He had kind of fallen away from his family and his kids. He had fallen into drugs and all that stuff, a very young man. And he talked about how it was the CERT team that reached out to him, gave him an opportunity to get into drug treatment. He got himself into a better way, and he was there sharing his story about how he's clean and working in the community, and his life's been turned around. So we know that the problem seems to be so complicated and insurmountable. It is great to kind of drill down into individual human stories. You know, knowing that it takes such a comprehensive approach, but it was nice to see that we've evolved as the challenges have evolved or devolved, where we're not just saying, all right, we're going to put police in a scenario where they're going to have to be mental health experts. No, they're actually getting special training for that.
It was a great, great concept. Yep. And now I think they're doubling the number of CERT teams that are going to be out there 7 days. John, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, John, you're up.
I know you talked about it at the beginning of the show. I was busy, but I wanted to talk about the downtown parking, and I wanted to go back to the root core of the problem. And the root core of the problem is we sold off all the parking lots, and most of them were purchased by McConnell. And I couldn't find Shannon Phillips's quote, but it was in the last 6 months that it was somewhere printed, and it said, "We own 4,000 acres around Reading because we know best how to plan the future growth of Reading. And if this is an example of how they plan the future growth of Reading, we don't need it."
Okay. Now, you know what? I saw that. They sold like 12 lots several years ago, parking lots.
Yes.
And and now we're facing what we're going through right now. And it's, and I, you know, people are upset. You're absolutely right. And the other thing, only thing you can say is this, you got to trust, you know, trust but verify. I mean, if they're doing things like this, we need to go down to the city council, take your 3 minutes, and you think, well, what good is it going to do? Well, let me tell you, it can do good. We've gotten changes in ordinances. We've had changes in a lot of things because some citizens just went down and said, did you know what you're doing? And, you know, it's a, it may not be on their bubble, but then it becomes on their bubble.
So far, what, so,
converted. I've been 10 years going to city council meetings and telling about the downtown parking. Oh. I was on the Reading City Parks Commission for 8 years, and I complained about it all the time, and it went to deaf ears.
Okay.
It went to what they did.
Well, you know what? So, you're somebody that tried to make a change here. So, you know, it's a, yeah, selling the lots. No, you make very, very good points, John, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, we know that, at least so far, what we've seen is it hasn't been a supply issue. Since they started charging for parking, we go to our office at the corner of Pine and Butte Street, and of course I'm using a lot that's four blocks away, so I'm walking down the road. There's an abundance of on-street parking. I'm looking outside the window right now. You could park anywhere you want on the street because they're starting to enforce it now, so it's changing behavior. So it hasn't been an issue of supply and even, you know, proximity to where you want to go, which is important to consumers. They're able to park really close to the business they want to enter in most cases. But what people don't realize is that when you go to the mall and you eat at Outback Steakhouse or Chick-fil-A or you go to the mall itself, unless you're just there to be a mall walker, you're going to pay for the cost that they pay for the parking that they have,
but
and all those things.
But what they're asking is for us to come into businesses and spend the money there and then get paid and get hit with another $2.
And I forgot to mention this earlier on the air, I think, but the city right now is issuing codes to downtown merchants that they can give to their customers that's good for a 1 hour free parking. And that's something. They also are likely to be evolving this into being able to do parking validation for restaurants and
Zach mentioned that, but you know, but that's that's down the line.
Yeah, and it also is somebody's got to pay for that, and the business pays for that. And so, how do they pay for it? They pass the costs on to the consumer. So it's all kind of a game, and it's a learning experience. I'm not going to form my opinion just yet. I'm going to see how this shakes out.
And that's what we can do.
Yeah, and we are embracing progress.
And we have run out of time, Jake. So thanks a lot for being with us and illuminating some of these objects or some of these moving targets. And tomorrow, Simpson University joins us. Trish will be here. And everybody, have a good day. It's going to be raining. Be careful, and God bless America.
No, I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Full Center.